This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sci-Fi and Scream Undead, a podcast of Joy 94.9 with Sonya the Screamer and Clay Talks.
None of us really know each other.
We're all screw-ups.
But somehow, we were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins.
Guys! Check out how we glow.
I'm blue.
No, I'm black.
What?
I am.
No, you're not.
No. Do you feel weird?
We're strong.
Insanely strong.
The answer to what is happening to you is here.
You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke?
We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
So where were you last night?
Me and four kids found a spaceship buried underground. I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Cool. Pee in that cup.
Power Rangers were a legion of warriors. You must become those warriors.
It's just a hologram, like a video game.
That's a strong-ass hologram.
Not a video game. No one man should
have all that power. You were born for this.
I will destroy everything.
She is pure evil.
How do you expect us to stop her?
It's morphin' time.
Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it.
It's a lot of gold.
This is your destiny.
Let's go! Go!
This is your time.
This is Clay Talks for Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. The Zords, the Suits, and the Head in the Wall are back with Saban's Power Rangers. Based on the Japanese show Samurai Sentai, my boyfriend roughly translates that as fighting group or team. When five teenagers find five unusual coins, they wake up to discover they have superhuman strength and agility. In exploring their powers, they find a ship containing a robot Alpha 5 and an alien intelligence Zordon, from here on known as Head in the Wall. Miraculously, at the same time, the long decayed corpse of a woman is found at the bottom of the sea. As she hunts for gold, the new Power Rangers explore their abilities and struggle to connect enough to get their armor. Though I was never a massive fan of Power Rangers, I didn't hate it though. I found this a lot of fun. Gone are the naff special effects and the dodgy monsters, the Lycra suits replaced with actual cool looking gear, and some very pretty Zords. The performances are what you would expect from this type of film, and for the most part are quite good. Elizabeth Banks has a lot of fun with the role, but the villain clunks at times, though by no fault of Ms. Banks. The film's biggest strength is its diversity. The main cast features three women and three men, excluding the Head in the Wall. The Rangers feature an African American male, a Latino woman, and an Asian American male. We also see some neurodiversity with an autistic ranger. I have a fair bit of experience working with people who have autism, and I think it was handled respectfully, and the character is a pretty good representation of people living with autism. The recently hyped queer element is a total letdown. It is a weak and vague reference, not explicitly detailed. Starring Dako Montgomery as Jason, the Red Ranger, Naomi Scott as Kimberly, the Pink Ranger, RJ Seiler as Billy, the Blue Ranger, Ludi Lin, Zach, the Black Ranger, and Becky G as Trini, the Yellow Ranger. And of course, as I mentioned, Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa, Bryan Cranston as Zordon, and Billy Hatter as Alpha 5. It's a little disappointing they chose Elizabeth Banks for the role, as the original was an Asian character, so there's a little bit of whitewashing happening. I do recommend going out and seeing it. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 just for being fun. Saban's Power Rangers is in cinemas now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.